From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. In a few minutes, the bridges of all of our counties across the country, they're in need of repair.
But first, to what's happening today at Northwestern University. 76 players on the football team there are voting on whether or not they want to be represented by a union. This follows a decision by a branch of the National Labor Relations Board last month that scholarship students on the football team are employees of the university and can form a union, and it would be the first time that college athletes have ever had a vote like this. It could change the face of big-time college sports. At least that's what some people are saying, if the players vote to unionize. Here and Now sports analyst Mike Pesca hosts the podcast Gist at Slate.com. He joins us now. And Mike, there are differing views on the stakes today. So what is really at stake here?
Well, first of all, we should note that there's going to be the vote today, as you say, but we're not going to know what the results of the vote are for a while, because
right.
This is also being appealed to the national board. So maybe it'll seem like it'll fizzle. Maybe people will say for a little while, hey, whatever happened with that Northwestern vote. But eventually, someday, the results will come out. And if the players vote no, vote against this, I think this will be actually a setback for reform. I mean, some reforms were in place as a reaction to just getting to this step, and we could talk about that. But, you know, people will be able to make the argument, how bad is it in college athletics? The players don't even want a union. But if they do vote for a union, it would really upend things. Because even though only a few schools are private universities where this could happen, and then you have other schools in states that are more friendly to unions, the NCAA will not treat different schools differently. So once schools like Northwestern, Stanford, Duke, I'm just mentioning big private football and basketball schools, once they allow for this to happen, man, I think it's game on and totally reforming things about the NCAA.
Well, explain that. When you say it could really upend things, what do you mean? What would be upended?
You know, the NCAA has this designation, the student athlete, and it was invented essentially 60 years ago as a dodge, as a way to say we don't have to pay players medical expenses after they've stopped performing for us because they're not employees, they're student athletes. And so what this ruling, and especially if this union goes forward, that would sort of upend that. That would kind of lay bare that this was essentially a fiction. And if schools do have to pay the medical expenses and are on the hook for doing so, and often they do, but then sometimes former football players will sue their old schools for, you know, injuries that they sustained on the field. So if there is a union, I don't think that the NCAA could go on calling students student athletes and not giving them benefits at least similar to what employees get.
Although there have been some people who have been upset about some of the rhetoric that has been used. Northwestern's president emeritus has said that a vote for a union could mean the end of Division I sports at Northwestern, that may be an attempt to convince players to vote the other way. What about that?
Well, I think that is an attempt, and this was a pretty explicit attempt where they sent out an information sheet saying things like, if you just want things to go back to normal, back to the way that you used to love when you were a member of the Northwestern team, vote no on this union. And the coach of the team, Pat Fitzgerald, has come out against the union, and, you know, his point is that whatever your concerns are, we're going to take care of you, we're a family, we'll do this together, you don't need the United Steelworkers coming in to defend your rights, you know, we think about your rights. The arguments, the public arguments, or at least the arguments that the media has reported so far, are all anti-union. The people who have been willing to put their names to where they stand on the issue are anti-union if they're associated with Northwestern. Now, there are some people who say things like, well, let's just have a process, let's just have a vote, but I really haven't seen even more than one, I think, player saying, yeah, I'm going to vote for the union. Whereas a lot of players and the coach and the university president and people like the coach of the women's fencing team have said a union will either mean the end of college athletics or be worse for you or will upend the team in some way. So this is why a lot of people looking at this vote think that no matter what the appeals process has in mind, it just is looking like the writing in the wall is that the players are going to vote no.
Well, what is at stake for the university money-wise? How much are they making on college football, and would that change in any way if the players were to unionize?
They say it would. You know, they say it could. They make an enormous amount of money. College sports is a $16 billion industry, especially because of the rights fees for televising the NCAA basketball tournament. And it is just simply the case that football, men's football, there's only men's football, and men's basketball are driving this revenue. And it is quite the case that almost all athletic departments departments fund all of their other sports through the revenue generated by football and basketball. So then you could say, if we didn't have this football and basketball revenue, or if it cut into our revenue, then we couldn't fund the other sports. But, you know, I would counter, they could fund it any number of ways. They could set it up, this funding from the same general fund. They could set up the funding from the same fund that funds musicians. They could, I know it's always like, well, if basketball makes less money, there goes women's fencing. Or they could maybe pay basketball coaches a little less, because a lot of those guys are making $1 million.
Mike Pesca, Here and Now sports analyst and host of the podcast The Gist at Slate.com. Again, the vote today, but as Mike says, we won't know the results for some time. Mike, thanks so much.
You're welcome.